I was at a dinner party in Kolkata on the night before the US presidential election. The conversation was all about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as drinks flowed. Then someone got a call. He looked stunned as he said, "Turn on the television."
Kuch gambhir vishay, kuch mahatvapurna nirnay, aapse saajha karunga.
The Indian Prime Minister had just taken the whole country by surprise by announcing that India's two highest currency notes, rupees 500 and rupees 1000, about $15, would become useless by midnight. After that, nobody talked about anything else that night. The Indian Prime Minister had certainly stolen the American President's thunder in one fell swoop. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The idea was tom-tommed as a surgical strike on black money in India. The move, it said, would ferret out black money stashed away in high currency notes and cripple terrorist financing as well. Demonetization was sold as an exercise in patriotism. 3 weeks later, everyone feels its impact. 500 and 1,000 rupee notes formed about 85% of India's money in circulation. That has been sucked out of the system. It's as if the $20 bill just went out of circulation in America. The new money is coming, but not fast enough, even in cities, let alone far-flung villages. ATM machines have no cash signs hanging on their doors. There's an app, Cash No Cash, to help you find an ATM near you that might have cash. Even if it does, it might just give you a brand new magenta 2,000 rupee note. No one has changed for that because the next lowest note currently available is 100. I have a 2,000 rupee note in my wallet. It's like a showpiece. I'll admit it, I'm not the worst affected. Sure, I have to stand in a queue at the bank for a couple of hours, but I do not need to take a yellow cab where I would pay cash. I can use Uber instead. But the taxi driver loses out. I can buy my eggs and fish and veggies at the supermarket with a card. But the egg man on my street says his business has been halved. The big winner? Digital wallets like Paytm putting out ads saying, "No cash, no worries."
Sir ji, meri chinta mat karo. Paytm karo.
I read a story about a scrap dealer in Delhi who committed suicide after standing in lines for 7 days outside banks and still failing to exchange his hard-earned money. A child died in Mumbai after a hospital refused to admit him because his parents only had old currency notes. "It's sowing season and we have no money to pay farm workers, buy fertilizer," says a farmer to the BBC.
So, the situation is not for the farmer.
The former Indian Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, himself an economist, stood up in Parliament to say that whatever its goals, the implementation had been mismanaged.
I do want to point out, please, that in the process of demonetization, monumental mismanagement has been undertaken about which today there is no two opinions in the country as a whole.
But if the plight of those struggling without cash in a country where over 230 million still don't have bank accounts is real, what's also real is the resilience of ordinary people. A bank employee works around the clock. Friends help out a foreigner stranded in India with more currency notes than can be exchanged over the counter. A fishmonger in my neighborhood makes the news by starting to accept digital wallet payments. At the end of it, black money won't be eradicated. Much of it is not parked in cash anyway. The new 2,000 rupee notes will also be faked, inevitably. A currency note is a promise. The government is holding that promise in abeyance, even breaking that trust by promising a better future. The Prime Minister says these are just steps on the way to a less cash society and then a cashless society.
Puri duniya cashless society ki taraf aage badh rahi hai.
As of now, people seem to think that the shared pain might be worth it if it helps the country in the long run. But former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said dryly, quoting John Maynard Keynes, "In the long run, there's only one guaranteed outcome."
In the long run, all of us are dead.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Still there never seems to be a single